Not everyone is pleased with the wolf hunt, though. I spoke with Sylvia Fallon, the director of the Wildlife Conservation Project for the Natural Resources Defense Council. Her group is one of several environmental organizations that's suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over its decision to remove Wyoming wolves from the endangered species list. She says state quotas for how many wolves can be killed are too generous.
All three of the states are really only required to manage for, you know, just over 100 wolves each, and we've always argued that that was too low.
Why are those numbers too low for a sustainable population over the long term?
Well, the original recovery goals were written over 30 years ago, and it was at a time when not a lot was known about how many wolves would be needed, and the Fish and Wildlife Service just has not done what it should have done in terms of updating those recovery goals. And so, you know, we've always found them to be problematic. You know, another thing to consider is that the only documented cases of genetic exchange occurring in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem subpopulation, you know, have been documented in Wyoming, in an area that's east of the park and an area that's now subject to the hunting. So, you know, not only is Wyoming greatly reducing the number of wolves that are able to disperse and mix with the rest of the northern Rocky Mountain population, but they're likely removing some of the only wolves that we know that have contributed to genetic exchange in the area. And, you know, so that is also problematic.
Now, obviously, the state has what they're calling flex areas, which protects some of the migration corridors for the wolves. Are those not adequate?
I don't believe those are adequate at all. I mean, it's not, the flex zone doesn't actually protect the wolves when they're dispersing. I mean, you know, that area is subject to hunting, and then when it's not subject to hunting, you know, it converts them to a predatory zone where, you know, any wolves can be eliminated. And so, you know, I don't think that it offers enough protection for wolves to even be dispersing through.
Well, Sylvia, thanks so much.
Okay.
Sylvia Fallon is the director of the Wildlife Conservation Project for the NRDC. She spoke with us about wolf hunting in Wyoming.